Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Josh Kurtz, a columnist for Center Maryland. Josh, a really interesting column recently about the governor and a bit of a dilemma he has this year in his dealings with the two presiding officers, the two other powerful people in Annapolis.
Right.
They want to sort of reduce the estate tax, and this is not something that he may be happy to take forward into the presidential primaries. It is a bit of a dilemma for him, isn't it?
It's a dilemma because these are two guys he owes something to. Mike Bush, the House Speaker, and Mike Miller, the Senate President, have been very cooperative with him. They've really helped him get his agenda through the legislature during his two terms. It's been, by and large, a pretty liberal agenda, one that O'Malley thinks he can take to primary voters in early presidential nominating states. But now they come along with this idea for reducing the estate tax, essentially giving a tax break to millionaires. You know, chances are they have the juice to pass it through their two chambers, which means the bill will eventually land on Governor O'Malley's desk. What will he do then?
It's interesting. It's sort of a picture of what happens when the governor departs for whatever other ambition he may have and leaves the state in the hands of the people that have to worry about today and tomorrow. And I assume that the presiding officers, Bush and Miller, are worried about things like economic development and the loss of people with big estates.
Well, yes, and their proposal for the reduction in the estate tax was part of a bigger package of business proposals that they put out jointly and that they'd been developing really for many months. I think there's also a political element to what they're proposing because suddenly it's an election season, and if you're Bush and Miller, you've got to worry a little bit about some of your moderate members sitting in conservative districts who have had to watch a pretty liberal agenda get enacted all these years. Do they, you know, how do they defend the O'Malley record when they're up for re-election? At least if there's some of these, pro-business proposals, it's something they can take to their constituents.
Well, and you also point out that there's some opposition to this from one of the fiscal advisors to the state, Warren Deschenaux, who thinks that the cost is too great.
Right. And that's very interesting. I mean, he's been the legislature's budget guru for a couple of decades at least, and he's somebody who people respect a lot in Annapolis, people listen to. His early calculations are that reducing the estate tax could cost the state something like $80 or $90 million a year when it's fully enacted. And mind you, this is a guy who reports to Miller and Bush, not to the governor. So he's kind of casting doubt on their proposal.
Well, it's something like a $40 billion budget. So maybe they'll be saying to him, "Look, it's not a big deal." And as smart as Warren Deschenaux is, he doesn't have the clout that they have. So, Josh, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Josh Kurtz, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.